Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Berard, priest and companion martyrs, the first martyrs of the Franciscan order who died in 1219. Saint Francis had tried to obtain the prize of martyrdom as well, so he went among the Muslims over in the Holy Land and even went as far as to speak to the Sultan, but the Sultan liked him too much to kill him, so he never obtained the prize. But he did wish for it, and wish for it in his friars as well, and he sent these six friars, really, to Morocco to preach the faith and to seek the salvation of the Muslims and to, if possible, obtain the prize of martyrdom for them. So they willingly went, and the leader was Friar Vitalis, and so they went to Morocco through Spain, and Spain was occupied by the Muslims in the south. So when they got to Spain, for Friar Vitalis was sick and he couldn't continue on, so he sent the other five with the leadership of Saint Berard to Morocco through southern Spain. When they arrived in Seville, they tried to enter the mosque, and the Muslims prevented them from entering, shouting and pushing and beating them, and they took them to the king there. At the entrance to the palace, they said that they were heralds, that they were ambassadors of the great king, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. And they were allowed to preach to the king, and the king afterwards was enraged that they were preaching the Catholic faith to them, and he decided to cut their heads off, but he consulted his older companions, and they decided to send them on to Morocco as they had wished. So they went to Morocco, and when they arrived in Morocco, they went to the city, and as soon as they went into the city square, they immediately started preaching to the Saracens there. Saint Berard had a pretty good command of the Arab language, so he was the main preacher, but they all apparently did preach to them the truth of the Catholic faith. And they brought him to the king there in Morocco, and he listened to them and didn't decide to kill them, decided to expel them. And so on their way out of the country, they escaped from the guards and went back into the city and preached again the Catholic faith. And this happened three times. They escaped and came back to the city, kept preaching the faith to the Saracens there. On the third time, they were passing through the desert and came across the Saracen army, and they were all famished and dying of thirst. So Saint Berard prayed and struck his staff in the ground, and up came a spring of water that fed the whole army. And so they were brought back into the presence of the king, who was a little more willing to listen to them, but found out that they were still steadfast in their faith, and they wouldn't accept the honors and the wealth and the women that they were offering them. And they said, no, we will stand fast with our faith in Jesus Christ, the true God. And so the king was enraged and sent him to prison. And they spent 20 days in prison without any bread or water. And after the 20 days, they were brought out and asked if they still were holding fast to their faith. And they said, yes, we choose Jesus Christ and the Catholic faith. And so they were tortured, they were beaten, they were tied hands and feet, and they were beaten so badly that you could see their bones almost, and they took boiling oil and water and boiling oil and vinegar and poured it over their wounds and broke the vessels and threw them on the ground, and then threw the friars on top of the broken vessels and dragged them around and tortured them for an entire night. And the next morning, they still held steadfast to the faith, and the king, enraged, took a sword and smashed their skulls one by one with three different swords. And their remains were taken through Spain again, and we know Saint Anthony was so impressed by it that he joined the Franciscan order. He was an Augustinian canon in Spain at the time, so we gained that great prize from God for our order in Saint Anthony through the fruits of the martyrdom of Saint Berard and companions. So we look at these great witnesses to the Catholic faith and these great examples of the Franciscan spirit and this great courage and fortitude and zeal and love for Jesus and Mary and for our Catholic faith that would drive them to want to go and seek the salvation of souls in this way. Just amazing. Amazing grace, really. Amazing grace that God would give to us. And we want that grace even in our times to see this kind of courage. And of course it is possible for us as well. And we want to pray for that great grace to preach and to have that zeal and so much love for souls that we would suffer anything for them, suffer anything for Jesus. To suffer takes much love, much grace from God, and we really need that in our times. We need that for our own sanctification and holiness. So we ask for that from God and for the intercession of Saint Berard and companions today.
Christus.